South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You can win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday morning. We come to you live and direct from the nice sunshine, bright capital of the world of gambling and gaming. And of course, Las Vegas, Nevada is what I'm talking about. We come to you right from the South Point studios here at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, right on the big boulevard here with all of the big casino properties. And certainly, the South Point Studios YouTube streaming, that you can go right to YouTube, hit in South Point Studios, and we'll be streaming not only video and audio as well. So we welcome you to the show. Try it out if you haven't already. And for those of you on YouTube already, good morning. Welcome to the Race Day Show this morning. And, of course, all of the other platforms we have, and we'll reel them off for you right now, our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. On our websites, streaming audio on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, and archive, by the way, in case you miss us on any given day early in the morning, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, got that covered too with the KSHP app that you can put on your device so you can hear us, and the YouTube app that you can put on your device to hear and see us. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Saturday morning Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Well, we got an interesting day of racing up ahead to us. In Southern California, we come back with Los Alamitos and the L.A. County Fair season there at Los Al. And of course, at Churchill Downs is the big day of racing there. We've got six stakes races at Churchill Downs. One Breeders' Cup win and you're in. That's $1 million race, and that is the Stephen Foster. And of course, a couple of grade twos and three more stakes races on the card. We'll get to that with Jonathan Hardoon a little bit later on in the program. Jonathan's going to go over those races with us. Woodbine has five stakes races today. They're all graded stakes races, two grade twos and three grade threes. And of course, we'll have a stakes race at Gulfstream Park, Monmouth, Pleasanton, Pleasanton, Northern California Racing Fairs. And of course, Los Alamitos today has the Los Alamitos Derby, a race in which trainer Bob Baffert has won 7 years in a row. He's going for his eighth consecutive Los Al Derby. He has two entrants in the race, and we'll talk a little bit about that with Bob Mazursky. And, of course, a whole lot more, your racing menu, et cetera. So on our show today, our handicappers include Jonathan Hardoon and, of course, Bob Mazursky from Southern California, Los Alamitos. Rich Angle will be with us, John Lindo, and, of course, Jerry J's Power Page picks as well. Yesterday, oh, my, yesterday, our handicappers were all over the place. And I'm going to tell you, every one of the horses they gave out yesterday were live horses. None of them won, but 1, 2, 3, 4 ran second, I believe. And all I can tell you is if you're betting them win in place yesterday, you made money. First of all, Jerry Jackowitz, his two plays that we gave out for Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday, both had the reverse play. You know what we tell you. He has his key pick, and we give you link-ups. And we ask you to always reverse the play because you could be a little bit wrong and still cash. And that's exactly the philosophy that happened yesterday. In the sixth race, his key horse ran second to one of his link-ups. And the dollar reverse exacta paid $12.30. The 50-cent reverse trifecta paid $76.37. And then in the last race, he had a reverse again. His key horse ran second. His link-up won. And that dollar exacta reverse paid $37 for a buck, and the 50-cent reverse trifecta paid $110. So the philosophy from Jerry telling you that with the link-ups, always reverse them. In other words, put the key horse in the first and second spot to the link-ups because you can be a little bit wrong and still make money, and in certain cases you can make more money than the actual key horse winning, and that's what happened yesterday. So Jerry's picks well. Jonathan Hardoon, he keeps giving us live horses. His horse ran second in the fifth race, and his horse paid $5.70 to place. So if you were betting two to win and two to place, you still made money on his horse there. And, of course, he ran second again at Churchill Downs in the 10th race with his key play as well. So our guys were hitting it on all eight cylinders yesterday at on the show on Friday. And let's hope they'll continue with wins today. How about that? All right, so we're taking a look ahead, of course, after this weekend because now we move into July. And, you know, we're coming into July, and by the time July's over, you know what's going to happen. We're going to have Saratoga and Del Mar starting and ready. And, of course, one of the big races in July is going to be the Haskell out at Monmouth Park on the 20th of July. Now, we already know that Todd Pletcher has Fierceness, Mind Frame, and Tuscany Sky all worked out the other morning, and they are pointing towards the Haskell at Monmouth Park. And now we hear that Dwayne Lucas's Preakness winner, Seize the Gray, is training, going to be up at Saratoga, but he is also pointing for the Haskell. So the Haskell is going to be a really interesting race, that's for sure. Let's take a look at the weather now. Well, the weather here in Las Vegas is simple. We have 87 degrees right now outside. It's going to be 110 today. That means hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Keep telling you, hydrate. Keep that water around. Kids and pets, very limited outside. Keep them inside most of the time. Check on the elderly, that's for sure. That's here in Las Vegas. We're going to get to 110. The hot spot of the day predicted to be really here and Phoenix, Arizona, both at 110. You got New York at 79, so it's kind of, the weather's kind of okay, getting a little bit better in New York. Washington, still 92 degrees, 91 in Tampa. Chicago, 90, so there's going to be a little bit of the heat there to watch out for. and so on. And Albuquerque, New Mexico, got a 97. Oklahoma City's going to be 101. Wow. So we got that going through there and some other, weather to deal with. But for the most part, I think most of the racetracks will be fine. We got a big cluster of action going on as far as weather is concerned and rain, et cetera, in the northeast from the east of the Great Lakes area right up through Maine. So we'll keep an eye on that, that's for sure. It does look like there's a little bit of cloud cover over New York, so we'll wait and see about that as well. All right, so on today's show, our handicappers are ready to go, and so am I. So without any further ado, let's go to our first break, because we got a lot to cover. We got those stakes races at Churchill Downs with Jonathan Hardoon right after the menu, and the menu comes up next. So don't go away. We're rocking and rolling on this Saturday Race Day show. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, I failed to mention the best pick yesterday, and that was Rich Eng's Gerlach. Gerlach in the fourth race yesterday at the L.A. I keep saying L.A. County, at the Northern California Racing Fair Circuit at Pleasanton. He had the one horse in the fourth race of Pleasanton yesterday, and that was Gerlach's. Gerlach's reported home a winner in that race and paid $12.20. So he had a $12.20 winner from Richie Eng yesterday at the Northern California Racing Fair. So I definitely wanted to mention that for everybody out there. We'll wait and see and get Richie started again today. He's been on a little bit of a streak, so let's keep him going on that streak, that's for sure. Now let's get your racing menu for today. The racing menu, of course, has the first post times as Pacific start times. Because we are here in Las Vegas, we are in the Pacific time zone, and these will be the first post times to roll out in our race books here. A race book at the South Point, right behind us here at the South Point Studios. So, first post times are that of the Pacific time zone. Now, we know that all of the different platforms around the world, we know you're in all different type of time zones, so we're just warning you to adjust from the Pacific time zone to your time zone so you don't miss any of the start times at the racetracks, because you might want to bet an early race, and we don't want you to miss anything like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad, okay? So we'll get started now with the racing menu today. We begin with Horseshoe Indianapolis. Now, Horseshoe Indianapolis will actually start before our show's over. It's got an early start time here in Pacific time. Horseshoe Indianapolis, first post time is 7:45. 7:45. And that is because it's all quarter horse racing today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. 12 quarter horse races, 10 of which will be trials for two-year-olds at 350 yards. So Horseshoe Indianapolis, all quarter horse racing today. First post time is 7:45. Then we go to Belterra Park. Belterra Park has eight races. Their first post time at Belterra is 8:15. 8:15 at Belterra Park. And then we go to Laurel Racecourse. Laurel Racecourse will feature the $75,000 Scar to NASCAR Stakes today. And Laurel Park's first post time is 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel. Their first post time there, 9:25 at Laurel Park. Small pick six jackpot carryover there, $1,541 today at Laurel Park. Again, first post time there is 9:25. Then at 9:30, Delaware Park will kick in with their eight-race card. Eight races today at Delaware Park. Following that, big racing day at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. First post time is 9:45 at Churchill Downs. A dozen races today. The last six, the first six regular races, the last six are all stakes races. So their pick six today, which I understand they said it was a mandatory payout on a sheet, but we'll check out. They have a carryover, by the way, $310,881. Now, I'm still not sure if it's a mandatory, but it's good enough to play into no matter what. $310,881 is the Pick 6 jackpot carryover today at Churchill. And it's all stakes races from the 7th on down to the 12th. Six stakes races in a row. The Wise Dan is the 7th. The Fleur de Lis, which is going to be a great race there, is the 8th. The American Derby is the 9th. The Kelly's Landing is the 10th. The $1 million Breeders' Cup winning you're in, Stephen Foster, is the 11th, and the Tepin Stakes is the 12th. Big day of racing at Churchill. We're going to get to that in a minute. First post time is 9:45 there at Churchill today. Then we go to Monmouth Park. Monmouth Park has their feature as the 8th race, the Mayfield Stakes at $100,000, 6 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. Field of 7 there, and a first post time at Monmouth Park at 9:50 with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $171,491 at Monmouth today, first post time, 9:50. Gulfstream Park is next. The $100,000 Musical Romance Stakes is their 10th in feature. 11 races overall at Gulfstream, and a Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover of $38,921 at Gulfstream today, first post time is at 9:55. Then we get to Belmont at Aqueduct. Now, Belmont at Aqueduct has a first post time of 10:05. 10:05 today. They have 11 races. Their feature race is the 7th race on the card, the $250,000 Manila Stakes at a mile on the inner turf course for 3-year-olds. A field of 6 in that race. That's the 7th on the card. But we're going to scratch the 1, Mattingly. Number 1, Mattingly, is a late scratch, bet scratch, by the way, there in the 7th race, the feature. The Manila Stakes scratch the 1. That'll leave a field of 5 left to go. And the favorite there is Move to Gold at 5-2 with Manny Franco aboard. First post time at Belmont at Aqueduct, where the track is fast and the turf courses are firm. So you got the turf course. The outer course will host races 5, 8, and 11. The inner turf course will have races 7 and 10 on the 11 race card. About 76 degrees and a little bit of cloudy at post time there. But the track is fast, the turf courses are firm, and first post time again at Big A at Belmont at Aqueduct is set at 10:05. Then we have Woodbine, north of the border. Now, Woodbine also has 5 graded stakes races today. They are. The Celine Stakes goes as the 6th. Favorite there at 6-5 is Whitwater's Rand. Whitwater's Sand, I should say. 6-5 on the morning line there. The $200,000 Highlander Stakes at 6 furlongs on the turf is the 7th race on the card. 9 go at the post there. The 2-1 favorite is Philo de Ariana. And then you have the 8th race, the $150,000 Grade 3 Dominion Day Stakes at a mile and 1/8 for 4-year-olds and up. A field of 9 before scratches. 2-1 favorite is Tyson. The 9th race is the $150,000 Grade 3 Marine at a mile and 1/16 for 3-year-olds. 7 go there. 2-1 favorite is Cameo Performance. And the 10th race is the $175,000 Nassau Stakes, Grade 2, where the favorite in that race is Lukewarm at 5-2, and that is Feb Rover. Big day at Woodbine. First post time is 10:10 there. And Woodbine Racecourse, 10:10 first post time for their 10-race card. 5 big stakes races there. Woodbine Super High 5 Jackpot carryover, $12,916 at Woodbine today in their Super High 5 carryover there. And again, first post time at Woodbine is set at 10:10 today. Hawthorne Racecourse has 8 races. Their first post time is 12:10, 12:10 at Hawthorne. Following that comes Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds. Your Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds has 9 races. Of course, the feature today there is the Los Alamitos Derby at a mile and 1/8 for 3-year-olds, a compact field of 5. And the 7-5 favorite there is a Tapalo with Hector Barrios aboard there. 9 races today at Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds with a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Emerald Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is at 1:30 at Emerald Downs today. And then you got Pleasanton at the Northern California Racing Fair. 7 in that race. The 6th race is the stakes race there at Pleasanton today. First post time is 1:45 at Pleasanton today. And then we have Canterbury Downs, Canterbury Park, I should say. Canterbury Park is finally back on our menu They were away for a while, but they came back now. Canterbury Park's first post time is at 3:10. Evangeline Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 3:30. Charlestown has 8 races. Their first post time is 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown with a pick six jackpot carryover of $8,729. Also at 4 o'clock is Prairie Meadows. They have 10 races. The first three will be quarter horses. They have a pick five jackpot carryover still there at $12,213 at Prairie Meadows today. That's their pick five jackpot carryover. Their super high five jackpot carryover, $53,108, also at Prairie Meadows today. 10 races, first post time, 4 p.m. And then we have Los Alamitos, the second session, the quarter horse session tonight. First post time is 6:05 there. We have one thoroughbred race, a couple of mixed breed races. The rest will be quarter horses, 8 overall. First post time is 6:05 at Los Al tonight. Big menu on this Saturday, that's for sure. But that's your racing menu for today. All right, let's go right to the handicappers now. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, what?
How are you?
Oh, how are you? I thought you said good morning you. In any case, a lot of second-itis, boy, yesterday, huh, my man?
Yep. The last 2 days, Ralph, I think we gave out 4 strayed horses that ran second. So we're suffering from second-itis, but we took the medicine, and today we'll correct it and make them all win.
Oh, you're gonna have a good day. I just got that feeling you're going to have a good day today. That's for sure, Jonathan. Well, today, a big day, as we know, at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs has got a dozen races, half of them are stakes races, so the pick six is going to be all stakes races today at Churchill. And we'll do it in order. We'll take a look at these races. The seventh race will start out the 6 stakes races today at Churchill. It is the Wise Dan at 1/16 on the turf for 4-year-olds and up. $500,000 on the line. It's a grade 2. 6 go to the post. Ottoman Fleet is the even money favorite with Flavian Pratt aboard, but this doesn't look like an easy spot for the favorite, does it?
Well, it's Charles Appleby, and Pratt opted to spend his day at Churchill because of this horse. So obviously he's the horse to beat, but the horse I'm interested in playing is the 5, Win for the Money, 9-2. Mark Cassie sends out this 5-year-old gelding. Jose Ortiz climbs aboard. This is the right horse to play at the price, but the 2, Ottoman Fleet, is the horse to beat. And by the way, tomorrow is closing day, so I would assume that the mandatory payout is tomorrow.
I'm thinking the same thing. Although I got an email from them, I think they had misplaced the mandatory. But whatever the case may be, the carryover is good, and these are great races. If you got a try for a pick six, and you can do it in all 6 stakes races, that's pretty good. That's for sure. But you like Win for the Money with Jose Ortiz for Mark Cassie in the race. And like you said, Ottoman Fleet, Appleby, and Pratt, a potent combination, but they don't win them all.
No, of course not. That's why they run the races.
Yeah. All right, now we get to the 8th race. This is the Florida Lead. This is going to be a good one. 1/1 for 4-year-olds and up fillies at 1/1, a grade 2 for $500,000. And in this race, we got another throwdown going on between Scylla with Javi Castellano aboard at 6-5. And Zagira with Julien Le Perreux at 9-2. And the last time they met, I think Scylla got the best, didn't she?
Yeah, and she's going to get the best again today. I think she's a better horse. They're both terrific horses. Take nothing away from Zagira, but Scylla, they keep pronouncing the horse. Every track announcer announces her name differently. So I'm going to go with Scylla, and I think she's going to be tough in this spot. Castellano for Bill Mott.
Yeah, that's a potent combination, too. But I got to tell you, in that race, you got Irad sitting there on Occult. And if a guy is going to split what they seems to be a lock-em-up exacta box or a lock-em-up cue, it might be good old Irad there on the 5-horse Occult. But you think that Scylla, Scylla, whatever you want to call it, the 4-horse, we'll call it, will get the best of Zagira again. Okay. Now we get to the 9th race, the American Derby at 1/16 on the turf for 3-year-olds. It's a 8-horse field before any scratches. I see none in the race so far. And, of course, it looks like a wide-open event. You got Todd Pletcher, Steve Asmussen. Pletcher's got a couple in the race, and so is Sherry DeVoe. So this is going to be a good race in the American Derby.
You didn't mention the one horse, Green Light, Rudolph Brissett. Not often you'll see a horse win by 10 on the turf, and that's what this horse did. This is a nice horse, Ralph. This horse has a bright future ahead of him. Three starts, he's improved in each and every one of them. Jose Ortiz rides. I like number one, Green Light, in this spot.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't mention that horse, but certainly a horse that won by a zip code in his last race, Green Light. I guess you're going to give him the green light again today, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then we get to the 10th race, the Kelly's Landing. 6.5 furlongs for three-year-olds and up. This race may very well see a new record holder in this race. Bango, it seems, has 11 career wins at Churchill Downs. And if he wins today, he'll break the tie that he has for that 11 and become the all-time winningest horse at Churchill Downs. We'll wait and see there. Bango 6-1 on the morning line with Tyler Gaffleone, but the contenders in the race seem to be Tejano Twist, Hoist the Gold, and Close the Game Sugar.
Well, this is going to be one of my two official radio plays here, Ralph. I love the number one horse in here, Anarchist. This is a five-year-old from the Doug O'Neill barn. He's been away. He's been freshened up. He's trained very well for his return. Antonio Frisou comes in to ride. This horse is 6-1 on the morning line. I really like this horse. I think he's going to run huge today. And again, one of my official two radio plays.
All right. So in the 10th race, your official play, number one, Anarchist. Mr. Frisou aboard there at a nice 6-1. Let's hope we keep the 6-1 and get there first in the 10th race, the one, Anarchist. All right. Then the big race, of course, is the 11th race on the card, the $1 million Stephen Foster. Grade one, mile in 1/8 for four-year-olds and up. It is a Breeders' Cup win in your in race. We've got a lot of good contenders in the race, but the 6-5 morning line favorite is First Mission off a nice win last time. Florent Garreau riding for Brad Cox, and you got Skippy Longstockings breaking from the 9 post in this race with Jose Ortiz for Safi Joseph at 5-2. And any one of the horses in between those two, and certainly the rail horse, can upset. This is going to be a good handicap race today.
Yeah, but First Mission has been training very well. The Cox barn is very high on this horse. No big deal. He's going to be a short price, but he's going to be very tough to beat. He has the advantage. He's drawn inside. Skippy Longstockings is a nice horse. He's drawn outside. So the edge goes to First Mission, breaking from the inside. And if you listen to any of Safi Joseph's quotes, he said that Skippy Longstockings is a horse that does not like heat and humidity. So I don't know how hot it is there, but that could certainly play a part in it. But again, the edge goes to First Mission. I think is going to be very tough in this spot.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in mind, certainly. And as we're watching the signal, we can tell, because if they shorten up post times and the horses are getting a little bit more washy than usual in the post parade, we'll know that the humidity is getting to them. But in that race, you like the two, First Mission and we'll keep an eye on Skippy Longstockings. Those are the two favorites in the race. But this is a good competitive deep race. So if we wanted to play an exacta, you got a long shot for us out there?
I think the rail horse has a shot to split them. Pyrenus? Yeah, I think 12-1. I think that's the horse you really should be using maybe to split that exacta.
Pyrenus, didn't that horse, won the stakes race on the undercard on Preakness weekend at Pimlico, I believe.
I think we liked him that day. It was a winner we happened to give out.
Yeah, I think it was the Pimlico.
We remember those.
Yeah.
We don't remember the losers.
It was the Pimlico special. And, you know, I got to tell you, a big long shot at 20-1 on the morning line, number 8, Steel Sunshine with Paco Lopez. I'd give a look to see if this horse can hit the board and maybe make an exacta or a trifecta or a superfecta really happen.
I agree. Definitely has a shot somewhere underneath.
Okay, and then the 12th and final race, of course, after that. And that'll wrap up the all-stakes pick six and a great 12-race day at Churchill Downs is the Tepin Stakes, a mile on the turf for three-year-old fillies, a full field of 11, no early scratches at this time. And this is the wide-open affair, I think, of all of the stakes races today. You can go to any one of them, but the morning line favorite, and the morning line tells you how wide-open it is, morning line at 7-2, the favorite is Pipsy with Flavien Pratt.
If anyone gets a chance, go watch the replay of Pipsy's first race in this country when She ran at Aqueduct. She spotted, totally eliminated at the start. She had no chance, none. It was a, she came from out of the clouds, one of the most impressive wins you'll ever see. Go back and watch that replay. I think she's going to be tough in here. Pratt rides. He rode her the first time at Aqueduct. He sticks around to ride her in the last race today at Churchill. And I think she's going to be very tough in here if she runs anywhere near that race.
All righty. A big visual type of win in her last race says to you that a little bit a better trip this time should get her home a winner in the Tepin Stakes, and that's the 8 Pipsy in the 12. So wrapping up those stakes races on the card at Churchill, I guess the two races that really are going to take a lot of attention, not only from betting, but certainly from watching championship horses run, of course, for future endeavors for the Breeders' Cup, would be the Florida Lee and the Stephen Foster.
Yeah, it's a terrific card there, Ralph. It really is, and some terrific racing, and, you know, hopefully everything goes smooth.
And hopefully we'll turn those second-place finishes into a couple of winners. But I got to tell you, I got an email from a listener out there that's been betting your horses win in place for a long, long time, and he just says, just tell Jonathan to keep working at it. Don't matter. He says, I'm making money.
All right. At least we have one happy listener.
Oh, yeah, we do. Okay. So you got that one of your radio picks at Churchill Downs again in the 10th race, the one Anarchist. But where else are we going?
We're going to Belmont at Aqueduct and look at the 11th and final, a mile and a 16th on the turf. And full disclosure, I own a piece of this horse, and I love the number 8 horse in here, willing to risk it all. A 4-year-old gelding from the Jose D'Angelo barn. Last time out, the race was rained off, and this horse does not like dirt at all, and he still ran a credible second. Back on the turf today, he's been training well. Number 8, willing to risk it all, wins today's 11th and final out at Belmont at the Big A.
All right, and we hope that you cash not only at the window, but at the paymaster or purse's office as well. So in the 11th and final race today at Belmont at Aqueduct, you like number 8, willing to risk it all. And I guess that's kind of what our bettors do each and every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the 11th race, number 8, that's for sure. Now, you got a full sheet for Churchill. You got a full sheet for Belmont at Aqueduct and a full sheet for Los Alamitos as well. And I think you got one for Gulfstream today, too, don't you?
Correct. 4 tracks all up and ready to go at JONHARDOON.com.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot for all of your input today for Churchill, that's for sure. And we will we'll start cashing these wins, horses on the win side, too. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
All right, Ralph. Stay safe and be well. Thank you.
You got it, my man. All right, we will take our next break. And when we come back, we go out to Southern California because Bob Mazursky is standing by at Los Alamitos. Well, does Bob Baffert get another Los Al Derby? We will wait and ask. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You can win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
We'll be right back.
All right, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday, and we're going to go now to Southern California, where Bob Mazursky is standing by. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. We need to get your There we go. We're getting a little better. Right. Just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Nope, the other way.
How's that?
Oh, that's okay. We'll get that. We'll do that.
All right.
In any case, we had a great weekend of racing last weekend at Los Alamitos, and now we took a break, and now we're going to go today and tomorrow, and then we'll take a break, but it'll be a short break between this weekend and closing weekend, because we'll start up on 4th of July on Thursday and go four straight days at Los Al to conclude that meet after this weekend, right?
That is correct. We run today and tomorrow, 1 o'clock post, and then we pick up again on Thursday, as you said, for the 4th of July weekend and continue through next Sunday, the 7th. And we have the big race next Saturday, the Great Lady M, which is a grade two for fillies and mares at 6.5 furlongs.
Yeah, that's going to be a good race. But, you know, it's going to be a good race again today, the Los Alamitos Derby, because Mr. Baffert has two horses in the race. He's going for his eighth consecutive Los Al Derby, but yet everybody thinks that he might get that streak snapped with the big favorite Tupelo at 7-5.
Yeah, Tupelo was very impressive winning last time, going 7 furlongs over at Sanity. He won the Las Barreras very impressively, but the question with him is, can he run two turns? He hasn't. Both of his wins have been at 7 furlongs. He's got the rail, which is an advantage for him. So we'll see if he can stretch his speed this far. John Sadler's running him here. He won this race once before as well with Accelerate, who, of course, went on to become horse of the year. Well, he won the Breeders' Cup Classic in 2018. So,
yeah.
You know, but Bob has the two you mentioned. He has Cornell and then Winstock. Winstock's the best race of his career was here. He won the Los Al Futurity last December for Dr. Allred and Jack Liebau, who, of course, are the numbers one and two people here at Los Al. So we'll see if he can bounce back getting back on this track.
Well, how do you think this race is going to shape up? Do you think that because Tupelo hasn't done two turns yet that he might be on or close to the lead, or will Baffert have one of his horses sailing out there?
Well, I think because Tupelo drew the rail and he's, you know, sprinter stretching out, I think he'll be on the lead. And then I think Winstock will probably be closest to him early. Then I think Cornell will probably drop in to be third. And then the other two horses in the race, Curlin's Chaos and Kamina Cruiser. Curlin's Chaos is coming off grass races. Kamina Cruiser broke his maiden on the synthetic surface at Golden Gate. So I think they'll be the two trailers early. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, Tupelo's going to be pressured by Winstock, and we'll see if he can withstand the pressure or if it'll be set up for somebody from behind.
Well, that'll be an interesting race, a good five-pack there. And I got to tell you, I don't think you can hang a singleton on the favorite or any one of the two Baffert horses either. I think this is going to be a chess game between the jockeys and the horses, that's for sure. And it's a good competitive card throughout the entire nine races, I thought.
No, I thought so as well. And like you said, you know, it could set up like the Bertrando last week. And, you know, two horses went out there and then set it up for None Above the Law, who came from last to win in a four-horse field. So nothing, honestly, would surprise me in this race. I think Tupelo deserves to be favored based on his last win, but there are question marks. But there's question marks on all of them in this field.
Bob, I know it's only two days that we can draw some conclusions on, but off of the 2 days that we had last weekend, any track biases or anything that we should know in our handicapping?
No, I thought the races were pretty fair last week. I thought it came up pretty strong. You know, you could win from on the lead or you can win from behind, and the inside seemed to be good. Sometimes there's people that think the inside isn't as good here, but I thought it was pretty well last week. A couple horses rallied down along the rails, so I think it was pretty fair for the first 2 days of racing.
All righty. Well, it's time to get a Bob Mazursky pick for today at Los Al.
Yeah, I've had seconditis as well. As both of my horses ran second the first 2 days. We'll try to change that today. I like number 5, Happy Happy, in race 5. This horse, I think, is the only horse in the race that really wants to finish. There's, I think, a lot of speed in the race if it stays as drawn, so I'm hoping this horse can pick him up late. Number 5, Happy Happy, in race 5.
All right, fifth race, easy to remember. Fifth race, number 5. We want to remind everybody there is one 50-cent pick 5 daily at Los Alamitos, and it is in the first 5 races, and this will be the, of course, the payoff race in the early pick 5, fifth race, number 5, Happy Happy. And Bob hopes that, and we hope here, that he makes the backers happy as well, that's for sure. But that's the fifth race. That's only one race on the card. Bob Mazursky does handicapping for all the races in Southern California. And, Bob, where can we get the rest?
Yeah, I'm in the Southern California News Group papers, do a full graded for them. That includes the LA Daily News, Pasadena Star News, Orange County Register, among others. And then I do selections at todaysracingdigest.com as well.
All right, Bob. And one more thought. I know that it's not in Southern California, but I know that being a handicapper and a racing fan, did you take a look? Any thoughts about the Stephen Foster today at Churchill?
Honestly, I've just been kind of busy with doing stuff here, so I haven't had a chance to look. I'll probably, when I get to the track today, I'll probably give a closer look to it.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot, and keep working out there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
All right, you got it. Bob Mazursky there as well. Okay, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie's coming up next. Richie, good morning.
Good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I know that you're doing Los Al as well as our other handicappers on the show, but I also know that you look at all the big races around the country. Your thoughts about the Stephen Foster or any one of the other big stakes races today at Churchill, if it rattles your cage.
Well, you know what? I really agree with Jonathan on the First Mission. I think he's the horse to beat in the race. Skippy Longstocking switching trainers back and forth, but he's back with Sappy Joseph. But Appleby looks real tough in that first stakes you were talking about. He's certainly the one to beat there. But great racing card at Churchill, for sure.
Yeah, no question about that. After the 2 days of last weekend at Los Al, anything that we should be aware of as handicappers from your point of view?
No, I went into the meet. I think we talked about it a week ago. You see a lot of class droppers. And it's actually a very effective move when they're dropping down in class. A lot of horses shortening up in distance. That's a good angle, too. But, I'm just looking for best horse, Ralph.
Okay, you got it. And you got a best horse yesterday and the best price on the show yesterday at Pleasanton, Northern California Fair, with a $12 winner up there. That was a nice score, Richie.
Yeah, the horse Girl X paid $12.20. I had someone email me in a satirical sense saying, that's an Ing signer.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good. That was a good one, that's for sure. Well, let's parlay that to something else today, buddy.
Yeah, let's take a look at race number three. This is more of a potential single in the early pick five, but it's a 6 furlongs, maiden claiming. I like a drop-down horse. It's the number 6, Daddy Justify. This horse coming out of the Peter Urton barn. And Diego Herrera riding. But I think this horse gets a nice stalking trip on the outside and has a good finishing kick, especially at this reduced class level, Ralph. Let's go with a 6, Daddy Justify, race 3, Los Alamitos.
All right, third race of Los Alamitos. You like the 6, Daddy Justify, the 6 in the third race at Los Alamitos. Maybe you can key that horse as a singleton in the early pick 5 and early pick 4, along with Bob Mazursky's horse as well in the 5th. So in the in the third race, you like the 6, Daddy Justify. We've got to remind everybody out there, too, that you have a full sheet of handicapping for Los Alamitos today at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. All right, thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, now I want to remind everybody out there that there is a big racing day at Churchill Downs, that's for sure. But north of the border, Woodbine also has a big racing day up there. And I took a notion to get the clocker report from Woodbine today. Now, it does not cover any of the stakes races they have there today, which are going to be good stakes races. So if you have a chance, make sure you watch Woodbine races 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The last 5 races on the card are all graded stakes races at Woodbine. But the clocker report did come with 2 horses today there. I'll give them to you. In the second race, the clocker likes number 8, Rule the Waves, at 6-1. The 8 in the second race, and the clocker comes back in the 5th race at Woodbine with number 5, Good Is Gone. This one, 8-1 as well. This one, 8-1 on the morning line. The 5th race, the 5. So you got the 2nd race, the 8, the 5th race, the 5, and some great graded stakes races on the last half of the card at Woodbine. We're not done yet. We're coming back with John Lindo and Jerry J's plays as well after those 2 nice reversed hits yesterday for Jerry. We'll have more for you as well. So don't go away. We still got some left to do on this Saturday show. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, the 4th of July. Plus, our meets marquee race, the Great Lady Yump Stakes, on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the NHC in Las Vegas. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. It's daytime racing at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up this busy Saturday show and a busy racing across the country. I want to remind everybody out there that John Lindo's Lindo Report covers Los Alamitos, available today here in Las Vegas, only in one place. That's here at the South Point in the Racebook, free of charge, exclusively here, complimentary to the horse players, because they love horse players here at the South Point, that's for sure. Before we get to John Lindo and his selections for today, I'm going to give you Jerry Jackowitz plays. Now, remember, Jerry Jackowitz, in his reverse philosophy, had two winners yesterday, paid off well, so keep that in mind. I'm going to give you Jerry's plays, and then we'll go and wrap it up with John Lindo. Jerry, let's go to Belmont at Aqueduct, and of course, these are plays that I'm interpreting off of Jerry J's Power Pages, okay? So at Belmont at Aqueduct, we're going to go to the 10th race. 10th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Jerry's key horse is the 7, Yo Daddy. It's also a star horse, the 7. In the 10th race, number 7, Yo Daddy. The link-ups will be numbers 4, 6, and 8. The 4 is 9-2. The 6 is 12-1. And the 8 is 15-1 and a V-horse on a sheet. So the 7 over 4, 6, 8, and reverse. That at Aqueduct in the 10th race. And then at Los Alamitos, Jerry jumps into the 4th race there. In the 4th race at Los Alamitos, in that race, he likes number 4, Yolo Calls. Now, this is a favorite in the race, 8-5, but this horse has a lot of markings on Jerry's Power Page. So in the 4th race, the 4, Yolo Calls, is the key. The link-ups include numbers 1, 2, and 5. 1, 2, and 5. The 1 is 15-1, the 2 is 5-2, and the 5 is 5-1 on the morning line. So the 4 over 1, 2, 5 in the 4th race at Los Al. And so far, our handicappers have given us three singletons as far as the early pick 5 at Los Al, with Richie giving us the 6 in the 3rd race, Jerry the 4 in the 4th race, and Bob Mazursky the 5 in the 5th race. Now let's bring in Mr. John Lindo. Good morning, John.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Before I get to Los Al, I know that you at least perused the card at Churchill Downs. Your thoughts about the Stephen Foster?
I agree with the guys. I think First Mission's a really good horse. And when you get the Brad Coxbarn, who's been pointing to this race for months, you give him time to get these things right. They're usually pretty good about it. The one horse that we don't know how good he is number 4, Disarm. You know, he had a nice, easy prep last time, and he was a pretty good three-year-old. He's got a chance to move forward. He would be the one I worry about the most in the Stephen Foster.
Okay, now Disarm, of course, in the race is the 4 horse at 6-1 on the morning line with Joel Rosario. And, Rosario's not going out there just for kicks and giggles. He's alive in the Stephen Foster with the 4 horse Disarm. So we have taken a look and settled on the two favorites in the race really being the horses to beat. But there are sure a lot of worthy long shots in the race that could really make the gimmicks happen in the Stephen Foster.
That's the thing, where you know we're going to look at even money or so on First Mission. So if you're going to make money within the race, you've got to find some value underneath.
Now, John, the Florida Lee is going to get the rematch between Scylla and Zygera. And Silly got the best last time. Do you think it happens again today?
I think she's the best filly. I just don't know if she wants a mile and an eighth. You know, last time was her first win around two turns. She checked that box. Zajira, or however you pronounce her name, the outside filly, should make an easy lead in here. And we know she'll get the mile and an eighth. I think it's a toss-up between those two. You know, if you have 6-5 and 9-2 on the prices there, I'm going to take the bigger value, Zajira.
In other words, whoever poses the best value in the race is the one you're going to take for the coin flip.
Absolutely.
Okay, now to Los Alamitos. We got a lot of jocks that on the Southern California Riders Colony, some of them that took time off for Los Al before Del Mar. But nevertheless, a lot of Southern California riders are out of town riding in those big races today, aren't they?
Right, you've got Humberto Rispoli down at Lone Star Park. Antonio Freisu and Juan Hernandez both down at Churchill Downs on that big Stephen Foster card. So three of the top riders in Southern California on a daily basis are out of town today.
And we do remind everybody, Lone Star has several big stakes races there. Unfortunately, because of the impasse between HISA and them, they're not they can't simulcast out of the state of Texas, but wish them all the best down there at Lone Star Park today in their stakes races, that's for sure. Well, does Bob Baffert get his eighth consecutive Los Al Derby today?
I'm not sure. You know, I know. I think with the two horses he's got in there, Winstock needs to have the lead to run his best race. I don't think he's going to get it with Topalo on the rail. But if he sends Winstock after Topalo, maybe they set up Cornell, the other Baffert horse. So this is going to be a rider's race and a little bit of a strategic race. And again, Bob Baffert has two pills in here to kind of dictate how the race is run.
You know, it's going to be, the jockeys are going to be a big chess game out there on the racetrack, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, Topalo, I'm not sure if he wants to go two turns and a mile and eighth, that long stretch at Los Al, that's a full mile and an eighth.
Did we learn anything that handicappers need to be aware of as far as track biases or anything else in our handicapping for today's races at Los Al from last weekend?
No, pretty fair course. What you did see, a lot of the guys who just tried to stay wide and go four wide all the way around that last turn kind of got hung out to dry last week. You still want to save a little ground and then maybe get off that fence for that long stretch run. You can't sit five and six wide all the way around that turn and have enough left to get to the wire.
Well, Mr. Lindo, in the first race, we got a horse named Privman. So what say you?
Well, the equine version makes his debut today, $625,000 son of Justify. He's worked well, but he hasn't worked great. He's worked in company, but he's been outworked a lot. And it's real interesting. A quarter horse trainer, James Glenn, has a $500,000 son of Into Mischief in the same race named Victorious Way, who's stabled at Los Alamitos. So two expensive babies making their debuts at Los Al. It'll be an interesting opener. And, you know who we're rooting for. I've got to root for Privman.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The horse obviously named after the columnist for the Daily Racing Forum that just retired. A great guy, Jay Privman. So they got a horse named after him, just like they had one for Frank Miramonte. So we'll wait and see if these two will live up to their names. That's for sure. Privman goes in the first. A pick.
I've got one at that Aqueduct and one at Los Alamitos. Let me do Aqueduct first, Ralph.
Okay.
Eighth race today at Belmont and Aqueduct. Number two, a track announcer pronounces this horse Kinani. It looks like Sanani, but it's Kinani. Suicidal pace duel last time. Didn't run badly. A lot softer pace scenario today. Maybe he gets loose, and at 12-1, he's worth a shot. Number two, Kinani, race eight, Belmont at Aqueduct.
Oh, yeah, he's worth a shot at 12-1. Eighth race, number two, Kinani. I don't care how you pronounce him. Just pronounce him the winner. The two in the eighth race today at 12-1 at Belmont at Aqueduct. 20 seconds to give me Los Al.
I'm on the same horse as Bob Mazursky. Fifth race, number five, Happy. Finally gets back on dirt routing. Tons of speed to set him up. Look for him to make the last run. 7-2, number five, Happy, race five at Los Al.
All right, let's have a happy day out at the races, that's for sure. Everybody out there, enjoy yourself, and of course we wish all the riders and the horses safe journeys in their racing today. It's going to be a fun day of racing across the country, and we will hopefully get you some winners as well. So until tomorrow on Sunday, we've got one more thing to say, and Mr. Lendo's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.